coming up next week is that conference aimed to improve communication during a disaster for those who don't speak English. The Office of Language Access is hosting the one-day conference to determine how can we do a better job at serving those with limited English skills during natural or man-made disasters. Now, the office was first created back in 2007 to help serve a large cross-section of immigrants throughout the islands. We talked with the director of the office, Aparak Barungrun, about this need to help the segment of our community.
We just want to make sure we're looking at the need and the requirement of the language access in the disaster. And we also, another objective is how to address the access need in the emergency. And we also looking, identified the community resource for the LEP population, because different community, they might prefer the way to receive information. Like, for example, people from Chinese community, they might go to their community leader.
And so what were you hearing? What was the feedback when you reached out to members of the non-English-speaking community?
So this thing is just the same concern. Everyone says that, oh, we don't know how to communicate. We don't know what the resource we should go to. We don't understand what's going on. So we want to know what should we do in that situation.
Right, whether it's a missile and you have to get out of harm's way, or whether it's a tsunami where you might have to also move quickly?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, that information that we receive. And then, okay, what is the next step? What happened? What should we do? Where should we go? That we want our conference this year to serve as a forum for information exchange and for the communities and agency to come together and to see if it's is there any resource that we can share, or we can working like a collaborate and looking for idea and way that we can help to better serve our LEP community?
And are you looking at other cities where there might be some models that we could learn from?
Okay, that's a great point, because now the keynote speaker, she is the consultant from California. She lives in San Francisco. Her name is Susan Fru. She used to work for FEMA since 1990. And she moved to the private sector in 1999. The interesting thing about Susan, she has a strong tie with Hawaii. She worked in Hawaii from 2009 until 2014 on Maui. And she has worked well with the state of Hawaii, and as well as throughout the U.S., Asia Pacific, and Southeast Asia. So we're going to learn from her what different perspective can see, what is the trend from the different jurisdiction.
And to see what they're doing in San Francisco. She's from the Bay Area then?
That's correct.
I see. So who do you hope to attend this conference?
Okay, so far, because we want to be inclusive as well as diversity, we expect about 300 people. We are looking for like a state and local government worker, like a state agency, city and county. We also have service provider from nonprofit and private sector. We also have people who register now for medical field as well as an interpreter and translator and community leader, like for the leader from Micronesian communities. I think it's about a good time, and the timing is better that we revisit the issue. Something's going on, like I say, now it's August and the first 2 months of hurricane season, and it's also the incident that happened, like you mentioned, the missile alert, as well as the flooding on Kauai and the volcano eruption on the Big Island. So it's really, the theme this year, I believe, is really timely.
That was Aparak Barungrun talking about the conference to be held August 1st at the East-West Center. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1.